Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Story that caught my eye came out November 10th from Matt Hughes in the Daily Mail. An exclusive says Liverpool are up a £40 million move for Leeds, a 17-year-old star, Archie Gray, just 3 months after his first team debut at Premier League clubs, taking notice of the brilliant midfielder. I mean, £40 million for a 17-year-old, that's the headline,
isn't it? You know,
literally, yeah.
£40 million is huge. And I can't, I was speaking just before we came on, Leeds have only sold two players, I think, in the history for that price, and they were Calvin Phillips, who was an England international in 26, 27, and Rafinha, who's a Brazilian international, who went to Barcelona. So the idea that £40 million for however talented a young lad is, and we're talking about Stefan Bajcetic at 19 and still having lots to prove, and we're talking about Harvey Elliott at 20 with nearly 100 games under his belt, still having a bit to prove. Archie Gray got an awful lot to prove, and I think 40 million seems like a huge thing. I think there's a contract negotiation going on there with Leeds. You know, obviously he's seen as a big thing, and he's got obviously a huge family history with Leeds, with his uncle, is it Eddie, or grandfather? So I think there's a little bit of that at play as well, in terms of agents putting clubs in Liverpool, we've seen used in the past. But what I would say is Liverpool, and also any other big club, would always be aware of a 17-year-old who's making waves in any football league, really, but in the Championship in particular, and a big club like Leeds.
I'm playing every week.
He's
their first choice right back, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and he's played in midfield as well, hasn't he? So of course it's an interesting player, but I would be amazed if Liverpool or anyone went and spent £40 million on him at this stage, unless they were convinced that he was the best young player in the world, or in the country,
and especially for a position where they got one. Like, I'd understand if, like, he's a right back, predominantly plays centre mid, but DM / right back, well, we've got one of them.
And quite a good one as well.
He's pretty good. Yeah, he's the vice captain of the football. If Liverpool were going to sign a real young kid, you would feel it would be they go down the train on you wrote us of a young lad.
Yeah, or Calvin Ramsey. I know. I've mentioned him twice in this show. I mean, he's back. Great news for him, by the way. He's back training with Preston. He played a Lancashire Cup game recently, but they've done that with him. They've always had Nico Williams there, who they couldn't give him enough football. Probably, being brutally honest, didn't think he was at the level to go and ever be the first choice player for Liverpool. But a good player, Nico Williams, a Welsh international. They went and bought Calvin Ramsey for a few million because they think he's a development player that can potentially come in and be a good rotation option. He's had obviously terrible luck. If you're paying £40 million for a 17-year-old kid, I'd want to see him playing games.
You'd have to be in the team.
Yeah, I don't think, however much potential he's got, and however sort of, time on his side he might have with his age, that's a big outlay to say that. You would have to be convinced that he's going to be in your team pretty quickly, and albeit he's playing really well for Leeds at the right end of the Championship, and good luck to him, brilliant. Love seeing young players come through at the hometown clubs. I'd still want to see a bit more before I was signing that check.
Absolutely, and again, I've got no doubt about Liverpool. If there's a 17-year-old playing first team football anywhere in Europe, Liverpool will be aware of them. Yeah. Again, I'm not doubting that there might be an interest in. Of course, there was no.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That would be. probably the most on Liverpool. I get Liverpool signing young players, because that's the model, but £40 million.
Absolutely.
It's just, it just baffles me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you say they've signed younger players there in the past. Kate Gordon, who played in the first team. Ben Doak, who played for Celtic.
Harvey Elliott.
Trainer only Harvey Elliott.
Like £7 million.
You know, from Fulham. They signed them with the clear proviso that they're good, but it'll take time before they're getting into the first team. If you're putting £40 million down, or any, you know, and listen, I don't doubt, by the way, this is not me, Matthews' story, you know, it's more the £40 million might be the package, you know, it might be the sort of, oh yeah, we'll give you £5 million, and if he, you know, wins 4 Ballon d'Ors in 4 years, we'll give you an extra 10, that kind of thing. But to commit anything like even £20 million, you know, would be a huge statement on a young lad's talent, and I'm not sure Liverpool would make that kind of statement. I'm not sure many clubs would make that kind of statement. Maybe Chelsea.
That's it. Chelsea are going to buy Phil with £41 million for him tomorrow after reading this one. But again, it does kind of open the question of like the Liverpool process of when they sign young players. You mentioned a few there, but even more, they have been really good. You mentioned trade the other day, was on the bench 16 or just taking
Callum
from
Scanlon.
Callum Scanlon, yeah, like, lads, that tends to be the way they go about it. I mean, unless Archie Gray is like the next, I don't know, Roberto Carlos, but on the other side, the next Trent Alexander-Arnold is probably a better option. Yeah, like, it just feels a bit over the top. But what I would say is that he's under contract till 2025. He's 17. This could even be greasing wheels for Vera Damai. I mean, let's have a look when he's 19. Let's see where he is when he's 20.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way I would put it is this. Would Liverpool pay the £40 million for the best player in the Championship? And I'm talking about the best player, like, undeniably. I don't know who that would be, but
Dewsbury Hall or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. You know, like, yeah.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No.
So to the youngest, the hottest prospect in the Championship, not really. But yeah, you're right. If he then goes on and Leeds get promoted, then he's in the Premier League and you've done that groundwork and you think, he's a top player and he's moving up to, he's doing the Jude Bellingham route and he's going up towards the first team of England and all that, you know, then yeah, maybe. But yeah, it feels early now. But one thing I would say is it makes you want to watch Leeds a little bit, doesn't it? You know, I know they had a good win. They beat Leicester recently, didn't they, on a Friday night, and they're right up the right end. Daniel Farke's got them going after, you know, taking on a tough job. What are they, second or third in the league?
Third.
I mean, the two at the top are flying, aren't they, with Ipswich and Leicester, but Leeds have got themselves in. They're brilliant to see Preston, by the way, in fifth, Ryan Lowe. Scouse, Tyler Morton in eighth as well, with Hull City. He's playing every week in England under 21 squad. Great for him, great for Liverpool. So yeah, gives you a little bit to watch at the top of the Championship.
So mate, Ipswich don't just come up and have a second.
He's one of those rare examples, I suppose, isn't he, Kieran McKenna, of a coach with a real big reputation that goes and takes a number one job. And often I sort of look at them and go, okay, yeah, good luck, mate, and we'll see you back as a, you know, as a first team coach somewhere. And he's actually gone and left Manchester United and gone and done an unbelievable job. And Maresca the same.
Sorry, Leicester's the same.
Yeah, Maresca the same with Leicester. You know, the two of them seem to be real sort of good examples of modern coaches.
Absolutely.
Doing well. And I was impressed by Leicester when they come to Anfield in the Carabao. You know, they looked like they had a way of playing. And Them and Ipswich are already 8 points clear at the top.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out that clip from this week's Journal Insights. If you want the entire show, it is available right now in video and podcast form over on redmenplus.com. Sign up as a monthly captain. Use the code Journal when you do so and you'll get the first 2 months for half price. So yeah, go and check out Journal Insights over on redmenplus.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.